From the time they learned about the Shepherd attack, it was a busy time for Laramie law enforcement and the legal community as they dealt with the two people accused of murdering Matthew Shepherd. The case had intense media scrutiny and international interest that overwhelmed residents of Laramie. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck caught up with three people who were very closely involved in the case: a police investigator, a judge, and a defense attorney, who discussed their memories and what they think happened.
Albany County Sheriff Dave O'Malley first heard about Matthew Shepherd the night he was beaten. After Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson left an unconscious Shepherd, they came back to town. But when they arrived, they got into another altercation, and McKinney hit one of them with the same gun they used to beat Shepherd. Officers arrived and found a Matthew Shepherd credit card in McKinney's truck. They also found an extremely bloody gun. O'Malley said it all came together the next day.
When the young man riding a bicycle out near Sherman Hills crashed and ultimately found Matthew tied to the fence, the first deputies that were on the scene found a University of Wyoming identification card laying next to Matthew that had his picture and his name on it.
O'Malley sighs as he looks at pictures of Shepherd's head bashed in and covered with blood.
It was a concentrated effort to, you know, hit him in the head. He had traumatic injuries that I've only seen in high-impact car crashes.
It was suggested that Shepherd's murder was a hate crime, and throngs of media, activists, and others descended on Laramie. Former District Court Judge Jeff Donnell had been in Laramie for 2 years and was unprepared for the attention. The crime part was fine. The problem was the media.
The first day that I really realized, I think, that this was going to be more than a regional sort of case was when the defendants made their initial appearance in my courtroom, because Judge Castor didn't have room in the old courtroom in the basement at the courthouse. And I sort of poked my head through the door to see what was going on at the time, and it was chaos.
There were cameras, media sitting in places reserved for attorneys. Donnell called it out of control, and they quickly realized they needed a plan for the media. He remembers completely inaccurate news stories and reporters who were rude.
Russell Henderson's grandmother, Lucy Thompson, walked out of the courthouse one day, and she was surrounded by a scrum of reporters, probably 50, that hounded her out the door and all the way to her car. And Lucy Thompson was a nice lady who did not deserve that kind of treatment.
At the time, Jason Tangeman was a public defender who was assigned to Aaron McKinney. He was aware of the media and heard talk that it was a hate crime, but he was focused on the task at hand.
This was really a death penalty case, and as such, that's really what we were focusing on.
Trying to keep him alive and not get the death penalty.
Correct.
The goal was to tell the jury that McKinney snapped when Shepherd put his hand near his groin, and that the murder was not planned. An ongoing debate in Laramie is whether or not this was a hate crime. McKinney and Henderson were charged with murder, kidnapping, and aggravated robbery. Others have alternative theories about what happened. Tangeman says he believes that the case was accurately charged by the prosecution and thinks alternative theories about what happened are wrong.
Any belief that this is a drug deal gone bad?
None.
Any belief that they had ever known each other before this?
No evidence that they knew each other. If someone saw them both at a gathering or a party, I guess that would surprise me a little bit. It's possible, but it would surprise me because I just don't think those two people were running around in the same circles at that point in time.
In fact, Tangeman says McKinney frequently told them in meetings that he didn't know Shepherd. O'Malley has been on record many times saying that Shepherd was the victim of a hate crime. When it comes to whether Shepherd was a drug dealer or was on meth, O'Malley says there was no evidence.
We did a very meticulous search of Matthew's apartment. There wasn't one indication of meth use or possession or anything surrounding that.
Judge Donnell says he's read books and articles on alternative theories and says his view on what happened hasn't changed.
Based on the evidence that I saw, even in the pretrial hearings and that sort of thing, I don't have any reason to think it was anything more than killing him because he was gay.
All three say it's surprising the case is still being talked about 20 years later, but they all agree that Shepard's murder has changed the dialogue about LGBTQ issues in the state for the better. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.